When the U.S. Supreme Court sent this case back to the lower court earlier this year, justices said the plaintiffs lacked standing to bring the lawsuit. That's partly because some of the dozen plaintiffs in the original case didn't live in districts that had been dramatically altered by the GOP-drawn maps. The court said they couldn't show they'd been injured. In the latest version of the lawsuit, there are 40 plaintiffs, including 33 who live in districts where Democrats say the Republican-drawn district lines have diluted their votes. The latest case also puts more of an emphasis on the First Amendment, saying Wisconsin's legislative districts are so skewed in Republicans' favor that Democrats now face severe difficulties fundraising, registering voters, attracting volunteers, and recruiting candidates for office. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.